thanks for joining me. Today is a great day to call upon the powerful intercession of St. Catherine Drexel. She came from a very wealthy family, did so much for the poor. And if you're having problems with your ears, all right, with auditory issues, I think today is a day to call upon her. I'll share a little bit later the story of a man whose ear was miraculously cured, and also share the story that led to her canonization. That's coming up in a few moments. And, of course, we'll take your calls and intentions here online at our Twitter account, at Drew Mariani Show. You can go ahead and post them. And Patrick Alog, who's on the board with me today, he'll share them on the air. Beth Groshek prays with me today as well. She hails from our creative department. Beth, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew.
Anything you want to start off with or lift up as we pray the chaplet today?
I'm just going to keep praying for Ukraine and all the people there and for world peace and peace in our own hearts.
That's awesome. All right, well, let's lift up that intention. It's been something I've been offering up. And sometimes the Lord gives me a suffering. You know, I don't know why, but I try to offer that up whenever I encounter something like that. So I would encourage you today, too. I know many people are calling in. Maybe you have back problems or migraines or arthritis or, you know, a toothache, whatever it might be. Offer that suffering up. Don't waste it. Don't squander it. You know, Faustina said she would be willing to embrace all the sufferings of all the martyrs combined. Think about that. If it meant moving one degree closer to God in heaven. She glimpsed the afterlife, knew what awaited us, so... let's pray. Right, let's pray and offer that suffering. So I do want to share a couple quick emails here. This person says, hey, called and prayed with you on the air 9 years ago, and I've been praying the divine mercy regularly with you. I'm so grateful. My husband, he had a drug addiction, was unfaithful, ended up homeless, abandoned our kids. And I had prayed the chaplet of divine mercy for freedom from his addiction and his conversion back to Christ. Drew, it's been a while. I've been praying faithfully. But I just received an email from him telling me now that he is free and sober and that he is deeply, deeply sorry for what he has done. I haven't talked in 9 years. 9 years. She says, God brought me this far, you know, with my three babies, and he's hearing my prayers. I just want to thank you for introducing me to the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Thank you for bringing so many souls together. Love to all of those who pray the chaplet. That's your victory. You know, that's the power of this prayer. Yeah, that's the most impossible situation, from addiction to homelessness, can result in miracles. I'm so convinced of this. I had a friend of mine, a priest, who was over for dinner over the weekend, and he shared with me story after story after story after story of mothers and fathers, of siblings, of spouses who prayed. And he says sometimes it's those long journeys. It's those 9, 10-year, 11-year, 20-year courses of prayer that result in the greatest conversions. And I know I want my prayers answered tomorrow. I want them answered today, to be honest with you. You know, I want to see that conversion. I want to have that answered prayer. But sometimes it takes even a little bit more. St. Faustina had a wayward sister, and she was not living the right life. And Faustina offered many, many sacrifices and offered lots of prayers for her. And you know what? She said she almost felt like she compelled the hand of God to answer her. God wants our sacrifice. He wants our prayers. And I'll tell you what, this is one of those prayers that he always hears and answers. And I just love that email. So congratulations. See, I'll keep your name private. One final one. In late November, I requested prayers for my niece, who was just found out she had an autoimmune disease, which causes skin outbreaks and lesions, Drew, which are very painful. She mentioned to me that she's been asking to be cured. She goes, so I sent in this request on her behalf. She just let me know that she had received her miracle. And I want to thank you and everyone at Relevant Radio for all those prayers. What a blessing from our Lord. Amen, amen. Let's pray for your miracle right now. All right, let's begin as we do every day, putting our hands in the hands of the Lord and putting our problems in his merciful heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You expire, Jesus. But the source of life gushed forth for souls in the ocean of mercy, opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
In blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
All right, I'll take your calls today. And again, Twitter, at Drew Mariani Show. You can post a few there. Patrick will try to get them on the air and join our spiritual family. One final email here that came in right before the show. This person says, Drew, could you pray for a woman who had an abortion 40 years ago? She came up to our 40 Days for Life group and said we need to take care of the poor before caring for the unborn. Later in the conversation, she mentioned she had an abortion. And I often think of these women. So often when you make the mistake, you want to justify it. You want to make it seem right. But deep within the heart is that constant ache, that constant memory. And I just want to pray for any woman who today is thinking about terminating her child, and for any woman who made the mistake. That's really what it was. I don't think any mother wants to take the life of her child. I just don't. I think so often they're coerced, or they think there's no other option. And if you're in that situation right now and you think you're justified, you think it's right, you think it doesn't matter, I want you to know, first of all, God loves you, and then secondly, God wants to give you your mercy. If you're beating yourself up and you can't forgive yourself, know that the greater the sinner, the greater the right you have to God's mercy. God wants to shower you in his mercy. If you're Catholic, I suggest you get to confession. And if you're not, just turn to the Lord today. Ask for his forgiveness, okay? And then open your heart and accept it. Gail in Countryside, Illinois. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. The reason I'm calling today, I'm lifting up a cup. A big, big cup for a miracle for a little baby Lincoln. He was born 2 days ago prematurely, and he cannot breathe on his own. And they think that he was also deprived oxygen to his brain. And oh, no. We just need a big miracle for him and his parents.
Oh, that's so sad. All right, well, let's pray for it. I'm grateful for your call and for bringing that to our attention. Gail, I want to pray for your needs, too. I'm sure you have many, many family intentions and personal needs. So let me give you Gail, who is interceding on the behalf of this family, this little baby who was born premature. I pray for all those preemies, all those in the PICUs and the NICUs today, all those mothers having problems in utero. And I call upon two saints. One, Saint Catherine Drexel, whose feast day it is today. And then two, Bishop Sheen came very powerfully to me. Bishop Sheen is credited for a resurrection miracle of a child that had died in the womb. And Lord, I just ask today, again, that this be a time of miracles, a time of profound mercy. And we just ask that you touch this child and allow this child to be a testament to your mercy and consecrate this child to your mercy as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Next call comes from Kildare, Illinois. Thomas is listening to us there. Hi, Thomas. Good afternoon.
Yes. Hi there. Yeah, my wife is having a procedure tomorrow. She's got kidney stones, and she's going under to get them extracted. They're kind of big. Yeah. And also, she's got an enlarged uterus, which they're going to biopsy after that to make sure that there's no cancer. I'm just praying for her, as well as all the people who have had abortions, even the husbands or men, I know, have struggled with issues, as well as what's going on with probably nuclear fallout could possibly happen because of abortion, and how people just pay no mind to it almost and make a custom. But and if my wife doesn't wake up from the surgery. She's so much more holier than I am. She goes online and talks to people. She's so fearful that my son, I have a six-year-old, which Father Rocky told us to go to our Lady of Good Hope, Help in Wisconsin. Yeah. And we actually conceived the child. She's so fearful if she ever passes away that he would go to heaven and someone to guide me. That we really want to make sure she's okay. And for all the people who are having surgeries, I know people are probably like, oh, kidney stones is not a big deal, but any procedure could be.
If that was my wife, I would feel the same way. Believe me. I mean, every operation is serious. I mean, you go under anesthesia when you have an operation, you don't know what can happen. So but we're going to pray for you, though. I'm going to trust your beautiful family to the Lord right now. Be at peace. Put your trust in God. Right now, count on our prayers. We're a spiritual family here. You got a lot of prayer power coming for your wife, so I'm really grateful that you were able to get through today on the phones. And Lord, I do pray for Tom's wife. You're the divine physician. You can heal her instantly. I bring her to you, but you've given us intelligence, intellect, technology, all the fruits of the gift of our intelligence. And I just pray for a successful surgery, that they can remove those kidney stones, that there be no other complications with her health. She can recover and raise that beautiful six-year-old. I love what Tom said, though, too, about fathers. Let's not forget that. For every woman who has an abortion, there's a man on the other side of that equation. And I want to pray for those men, that they can find the deepest of healing, too, that they can accept God's mercy as well. And they can be the men that God created them to be, that father right now that is encouraging the woman to have an abortion, that he may recognize it. That is a life, and that it is a gift from God. And it's a blessing. So, Lord, I just ask for the end of abortion. Sister Lucia, not Sister Lucia, but Mother Teresa Calcutta, as Thomas was hinting at, she said the fruit of abortion is nuclear war. You know, Lord, I pray for protection over this country from degeneration, disaster, war. I pray for an end to the culture of death. I just pray for a new springtime in the world and in the church and in the hearts of all now praying with me. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. We'll go to Twitter next. Patrick A. Logg is on our boards, and he's monitoring. Maggie's out today. We'll pray for her, too. But, Patrick, a lot of people sending in their intentions now.
Absolutely,
Drew. Twitter, what can we do? What can we pray for?
Yeah, here are just some of them, Drew. Lupita is praying for her friend's brother who is fighting for his life as he has a blood clot in his lung. RB is praying for her husband's healing from cancer and for an upcoming real estate transaction. Marsha is praying for all intentions coming in, and especially for her husband's health and their living situation. Grand Kyoto is praying for all the souls in purgatory. and Patricia praying for a very common intention, but it's also something we could pray for the conversion of her sons.
All right, we'll lift those intentions, all the others that are in, all those that are coming to me via email, and all those who are on hold. Wherever you are right now, know that God is hearing your prayers and that you are benefiting from the power of this time of united prayer. This is an anointed time. If you are suffering, and I quite often think of what St. Vincent de Paul said, today we have a lot of suffering out there. St. Vincent de Paul once said, he says, if you only knew the precious treasure that's hidden in your infirmity, that we would receive them with the same joy we receive the greatest benefits, and we would bear them without complaining, without showing any weariness, he said. St. Faustina understood that. She did that. The great saints did that. So today, let's thank God also for these infirmities, these struggles, these trials. Let's be faithful in them. I know he's going to bring good out of your situation. Amelia in San Jose, California. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew, and all your staff there. Thank you so much. I'm praying for the soul of my nephew. He'll be having his rosary on his 32nd birthday this coming Monday, March 7th. If you could pray for him and his family, and he was his father's caretaker for the last 3 years. And unfortunately, he's the one that passed away.
That's so sad. All right, Amelia, let's pray for him, okay? We'll pray for you too and for your whole family. Lord, I pray for those who mourn. Pray for Amelia and for her nephew, Michael, who died, and for those who depended on him. And I pray for those who mourn. Lord, I give you the souls who've gone before us, those who need our prayers and are often forgotten. And I pray for those approaching the threshold of eternity today, those you will call home, those who will die by tragedy or accident. And Lord, I pray for the hour of my own death, the hour of the death of those now united with me in prayer, that you come not as a just judge, but as a merciful Savior. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Terry. Terry prays in Texas with us. Good afternoon, Terry.
Hey, Drew. Hey, Drew. I'm calling about a son and a daughter-in-law with two small, beautiful children who are talking about divorce. They've been married a few years and trouble with alcohol, and now hearing it's about money. You take money, I take money. And so I just need some desperate prayers for them to rely on their sacramental marriage to work this out and to stay married, particularly for the sake of these babies. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got through, Terry. Let's pray for you too, but we'll pray in particular. That's your son, right? Your son and daughter-in-law?
Yes.
All right, well, let's pray for them right now. Lord, I want to pray for those marriages that are now having trouble. Satan hates marriage. He hates it. The fruit of it is often new life, and he hates life. And St. Faustina suffered much for this. Lord, I know you promised anything we ask in virtue of this of your passion, of this prayer, we'd be granted if it's according to your will. And I know that you want sacramental marriages together. I say it all the time here on the air. I believe that. And I don't know how you'll remedy it. I don't know what the situation or how it will unfold. But I bring you this couple. I bring you this mother. I pray for those who are battling addiction, where that might be the cause of it, where there's infidelity, where there is children. And Lord, I just ask for your mercy. I ask for healing in those situations. I pray for any ruptured relationship, any broken friendship, anywhere where there needs to be understanding, clarity, and forgiveness above all your mercy. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity, your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And I'll see if I can't grab a couple calls for this final deck. Jennifer is praying in Austin, Texas. Hi, Jennifer. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. This is Jennifer. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just have a prayer for myself. It was back in January. I got a partial collapsed lung from COVID. And, you know, I'm hoping for prayers for my health and that I could get this job that I just, you know, got offered. And I passed my Spanish test because I'm a single parent. And any extra change can help me financially.
Amen to that.
So,
well,
and yes. So thank you so much. I would appreciate any prayers that come my way.
You got it. No, you got it. I'm glad you got through. You have our family here praying
thank
with
you.
You and for you. You got it. And
thank
look,
you.
God is a God of providence, Jennifer. As a single mother, I know there's so much pressure on you, especially financially. And I just want to bring you before the Lord now. And I want to pray for anyone who is struggling financially, anyone who is drowning in debt. The debt is rising. They don't see a way out of it. Who have bills and children and other pressures of life. Lord, today, hear these prayers. Send your providence. Open new doors. Send surprises. And just resolve these situations so that glory and praise can be given to you for your great mercy. And Jennifer, I'm going to add Maureen to your call. She's listening in Lake Forest, Illinois. We'll bring her into the prayer chain here. Hi, Maureen.
Hi. I would ask the listeners and yourself to pray for my two children, both for their emotional and spiritual health, and that my husband and I be guided by God's will as we parent them.
Amen to that. Beautiful prayer. Well, we will pray for wisdom for you and for the Lord's mercy to enter into your family. I want to pray for any child, any loved one, any individual right now that is suffering from emotional problems, from anxiety disorders, from depression, anyone right now that has suicidal ideations or is thinking about harming themselves in any way. And Lord, I just ask for the healing that they need, wherever that problem may be, that you enter into it. We'll take Flora in South Jersey as well on this decade. Flora, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I want to thank you for the daily chaplet.
Thank you.
I'm asking prayers for my nephew, Christopher F. Grave, who works for a towing service in Ontario, Canada. Yesterday, he was hit by a falling tree while towing a truck out of a ditch. He suffered broken ribs and a fractured sternum. So prayers for his healing and also for all men who are injured at work.
Amen to that. Well, Flora, we'll add that prayer right now. And I want to add Roberta and Rose and Eileen and George and Lori and Jennifer and Amelia and Jamie and Maureen, everybody that's on hold right now. Lord, I give you them. I give you those who have written to us. Those who are on Twitter, those who are united to me, wherever they may be right now. And I'm just thinking as you're talking about these accidents, I mean, it's so strange how accidents can befall us. I fell the other day. I actually missed a step. And I'm in a lot of discomfort. I thought I actually fractured my shoulder because that's what I landed on. But I'm offering it up, not that I get credit for that. But I pray for you, for all of you right now. I give the Lord when I pray this chaplet, any sufferings I have, that our prayers can be amplified. And the Lord says there are times when he himself allows suffering, terrible suffering even in some cases. And there are times when he doesn't let us suffer at all or remove something that might afflict the soul. But it's for us to submit ourselves completely to his will in all of these trials of life. You know, these are mysteries to the human mind. We will never understand why God allows what he allows us to go through here. But he'll reveal them to us in eternity. And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to suffer. We thank you for the trials of life. We thank you for the opportunity to trust. And I thank you in advance for the way you're answering these prayers. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Catherine Drexel,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Could you pray for one other intention? I just got an email. It just came into my screen here from a man who may have to go back to jail. And he says, could you please ask everyone to pray for me right now? Today is a very important day. We'll do that. And I want to pray for all those who are imprisoned. Stay with me. We'll be back right after this. Relevant Radio runs on horsepower, your horsepower. Donate any vehicle and keep your station running. Join in with thousands of other listeners who have given their unused vehicles at relevantradio.com/car.
Facts and faith over fear. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, a couple things I want to talk to you about today. One, you know, I think today's saint is a special saint, especially if you have ear problems. Maybe it's providence that you are tuned in right now. Maybe your ears are beginning to go. Maybe there's some degeneration there. Maybe you're having auditory problems. It's affecting your speech. Yeah, maybe it's something more serious. I'll tell you about St. Catherine Drexel. I'll fill you in on her. And then I'll share with you something else. Throughout Lent, I want to give you a couple different ideas of, well, something that I think may enrich your prayer life and deepen your Lent. I'm having trouble speaking today, aren't I? There's a beautiful devotion that was given in the 1300s. It was resurrected back in the 1990s by Our Lady herself. And I'll fill you in on that. It's something that has a lot of promises. And if you're saying, I prayed the rosary, I prayed the chaplet, and you know, I'm looking for something else, maybe you pray both of them, you want to add this, I'll fill you in on that coming up. But tomorrow is the feast day here in the United States of St. Catherine Drexel. And I'm partial to her because, yeah, her ministry was carried out in my hometown of Philadelphia. I mean, the story of the miracle that brought about her beatification is pretty incredible. And I think we live in a time, I don't know whether you agree with this or not, where so often we rely on science, and there's nothing wrong with science for every answer, but sometimes science can't answer the questions. It can't bring about that healing. It can't bring about that cure, right? Sometimes science doesn't, it hasn't advanced to that point yet. Yet God can do anything. There was a teenager named Bob Gutherman. He was on the show with me a couple years ago. He lived in North Philadelphia, and he came down with an ear infection when he was just 14 years old. Now, this is back in 1974 when he was 14. So his mother took him to a couple doctors who treated it. They thought it was an ear infection, but the problem persisted. And his brothers did some work at a convent. They were working at the convent of the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament, which Catherine Drexel actually founded. And they told Bob's brother, why don't you ask for her intercession? You know, they were convinced that she was in heaven. And this is what happened with St. Faustina. The two miracles that led to her canonization, one woman suffered a terrible case of lymphedema and ended up going to her very tomb at the encouragement of a priest by the name of Father Seraphim Mikulenko, and it was there that she received this miraculous cure. It was the first one that led to her beatification, ultimately opened her pathway to sainthood. But Bob was in a similar situation. You know, they told Bob's brothers, you know, ask for intercession. They were convinced that she would intercede, that she lived a life of heroic virtue. So his brothers told his mother, let's do this. Let's turn to this particular saint, and let's pray. Okay, and that's what they did. So one doctor says, look, you know what I need to do? His hearing is so bad right now, we need to do some exploratory surgery. So they were scheduled for the operation. They looked, and he says, you know, you need three bones in order to hear properly, right? But because of the degeneration in the ear, the doctors found only one of those bones. And the other two had just totally disintegrated from whatever the infection was. And the doctor said, there's nothing we can do. You know, you'll never ever be able to hear out of that right ear again. It's just impossible. So they go in, and family continues to pray. Bob told his mother, this is just a couple days after the surgery, after they went in and said, sorry, we can't do anything for you. He said to his mom, he says, Mom, you know, I don't know what's going on, but my ear, it feels fine. She goes, oh, come on. You know, no, Mom, I can hear out of it. I really can. I can hear out of it again. Went back to the doctors, okay? The doctor goes in, reexamines the ear. And these are the miracles that just blow me away because they're so impossible and yet they're so real. When the doctor looked in the ears, those bones that had disintegrated, that had totally disappeared, they'd grown back on their own. They regenerated. Now you're thinking, oh, come on, is that true? They must have made a mistake. There's a story that I heard about a young boy who was in Saragossa, Spain, and I had shared the story many times on the air. He had to have his leg amputated. This is back hundreds of years ago. It might have been the 1400s. It might have been even before that. It might have been 800, a long time ago. Saragossa is a site where the Virgin Mary appeared on a pillar to St. James when he was having problems evangelizing the Iberian Peninsula. This is like 70 AD. You know, this is, you know, it could have been a bilocation of the Blessed Mother for all we know. But she appeared to him. He was ready to give up on Spain. The Virgin encouraged him to stay, and he ended up converting him. And it's that site that a lot of miracles took place. So this kid had his leg amputated, and they buried it in a local yard. The doctor got rid of it, and he went there to pray. And when you hear stories like Bob Gutherman, whose ear miraculously regenerates, or Padre Pio, who appears to a man who was in a dynamite accident, and his eye was blown out by the dynamite. He's no eye whatsoever, and the eye miraculously regenerates. This kid visits Saragossa, and that's exactly what happens. The leg miraculously regenerated. Now, the doctor who took it off knew where it was buried. The townspeople who saw this kid without a leg were blown away by it, you know. So when I heard about Bob Gutherman's story, I just love it. Those stories of miraculous regeneration. By the way, that Saragossa story, the boy whose leg were amputated, they went to dig it up. It was no longer in that box that they had buried it in. That's how God can work. Nothing. And I'm telling you this. I want you to believe this. Nothing is impossible with God. That situation you're facing right now, that financial hardship, that legal challenge, that marriage, that relationship, that struggle you have, it is not bigger than God. I'm telling you that. I want you to believe that. I want you to hear that today. God wants you to hear that today. It is not bigger than Him. Nothing is impossible with Him. He can regenerate bones in the ear. He can regenerate legs and eyes. He can dispel cancerous cells. He can reverse your situation. He can allow the impossible to become possible. Isn't that what the angel Gabriel told the mother of God? That nothing is impossible with God? It's my own credo, my own motto. I believe that. So it took 14 years for this whole thing, Bob Gutherman's miracle to be confirmed, including visits to doctors in Rome. But at the end, they confirmed that there was no medical explanation. They could not explain how bones that had been gone, disappeared, were not in the inner ear, somehow regenerated. Of course, St. Catherine Drexel, she needs a second miracle, right, for her canonization. She needs another miracle to raise her to the altars. A church, when it begins the process, it opens up your calls. You're a servant of God. Then you become venerable. Then you need two miracles that totally defy any sort of scientific explanation. No explanation whatsoever medically for them. The first one was this healing of Bob Gutherman. When I return, I'll share with you the second miracle that led to Catherine Drexel's canonization. And if you had a personal encounter with her today, I'd love to hear your story. Give me a call. Maybe you prayed at her shrine. Maybe she interceded for you. Love to hear your miracles. You can call in right now, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Feel free to join the conversation, okay? I'll be back. I'll share with you how she worked and what the next miracle was, and perhaps how she may intercede for you today. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Your Life Connected.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
You are never alone.
God bless Relevant Radio.
The Drew Mariani Show is on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, thanks for letting me be part of your afternoon. It's great to hang out with you today and every day. In fact, if you are new to the program, I'm on every afternoon on the Pacific Coast from noon to 3, on the Eastern Seaboard from 3 to 6, 2 to 5 in the Central, and always online, too. You can catch us anytime. I know I didn't give you a mountain. You can do the math there. But it's good to be with you today. If you're just tuning in today, I'm reflecting on a great saint that I knew from my being raised on the outskirts of Philadelphia, St. Catherine Drexel. And he had the opportunity to speak to a man who actually had a miraculous cure, had bones in his ears miraculously regenerate. And it was the cause that led to her beatification. Now, St. Catherine Drexel needed a second miracle to be raised to the altars, right? Her second miracle also relates to hearing. So again, I'm just putting this out. God works in weird ways, doesn't he? He works in mysterious ways. My producer, Patrick, was telling me, he says, yeah, my ears are a little clogged. Maybe I should turn to her. Maybe you have trouble hearing. Maybe your hearing is diminishing. Maybe you've lost your hearing. You know, there's all sorts of stuff. Why not? Why not turn to the saint who seems to have a charism for healing the ear or hearing, just as certain saints have charisms for the eyes, or certain saints like Peregrine have them for, let's say, cancer, right? St. Anthony for lost things. I mean, you can go through the litany of saints. They seem to have a special charism. St. Catherine, her intercession was called upon again. There was a young girl named Amy Wall, and she was born deaf, right? She had some kind of auditory nerve disorder, and she could hear zero, nada, nothing, could hear not a thing. And her father was not Catholic. Her father was a Baptist at the time, and you know, this whole thing with saints, he just wasn't convinced of it. Until one day, she was in her high chair, and he came up behind her, and he clapped right next to her head, and she didn't hear it, didn't faze her at all. And her parents started to pray. They prayed that she could learn to communicate through maybe sign language. But her older brother, she had an older brother named Jack, and he told her parents, look, sign language isn't enough. Why don't we pray for a miracle? And I love that. You know, that's the faith of a child, right? That's a faith of an individual. Why do we limit ourselves? Why do you hold out a small cup for God? Why do you say, oh, she'll never get her hearing back. This child will never get their sight back. This person will never walk again. Why do you believe that? I mean, that's really what I would think. And look, I'm tested with my faith all the time. I'm no saint, believe me. Many times I doubt God, and I apologize wholeheartedly when he comes through and shows me his power, his omnipotence, his mercy. You know, when I see miracles, and I've seen miracles, I've seen food multiply, I've seen statues weep, I've been present when the Virgin Mary has appeared, I've seen miraculous healings. I know God exists, and I think he's permitted me to see these things. So I can communicate to you with authority today that, yes, God can do anything, especially in your situation. So don't shortchange him. Do not doubt. Do not, as St. Faustina said, wound the Lord with your distrust. Nothing wounds the heart of Christ more than our distrust, she said. The more a soul trusts, the more it receives. So the parents of Amy said, okay, we'll do that. We'll begin to pray. John and Constance, that was the name, John and Connie, they learned about Bob Gutherman, who received that miraculous healing where the bones regenerated in his ear. So they started to turn to Mother Drexel. And they said to her, look, we need another miracle. You gave Bob his hearing back. Can you heal our daughter? And they actually took their daughter and took Amy to the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament, the religious congregation there that Mother Drexel has started. And they laid a relic. And what is a relic? Quite often, it's probably a first-class relic of Mother Catherine Drexel. It's a piece of bone. And they laid it on Amy's ear. Now, John, again, is not Catholic, right? He was a Baptist, and he thought, what is up with these relics, right? He wasn't convinced about this relic stuff. Catholics have all these weird things, right? But he was watching. He was praying. So her sister was praying for another type of miracle, that she would not go deaf so that they could all be the same. After having prayed over the girl, Amy goes back to school, right? And there was a loud sound outside the window of the school. And the teacher in her school notices that Amy was startled by that noise. So she contacts the parents and says, hey, I don't know what's going on with your daughter, but I think she can hear. Parents were totally stunned. They took her to the doctors. They checked her hearing out. The doctor said, it was perfect. It was perfect. So, again, the church has got to be prudent in these matters, right? Could this be the second miracle that would ultimately raise St. Catherine Drexel from blessed to the altars? Could they make her the saint that many people believe she should be? After a very lengthy investigation, the Vatican declared that there was no human explanation for the fact that this young girl was hearing. And that was enough to convince her dad. He became a Catholic. He entered the Catholic Church. He converted. So I think we had two great miracles in one. The miracle of the restoration of an impossible situation. No auditory nerves, right? Yet this girl can hear. But I think the greater miracle is that of her father coming into the beauty and the fullness of the church that Jesus Christ himself established, the Catholic Church. You know, a massive conversion. And I love that. You know, in the Gospel of Matthew, what does Christ tell us, right? And I don't know why I'm talking about this today. I had no intention to talk about this issue at all with you today, but I think the Lord may want you to hear that. You know, we limit what God can do. I got to take the plank out of my own eye. But I think about the Gospel of Matthew where Jesus commands his apostles. And listen to the word command. He commanded them. He said, go out and heal the sick. Cleanse the leper, right? Cast out devils is the stuff he said. You know what else he said? Something that we go over, oh, we can never do that. He said, heal the sick and raise the dead. Cleanse the leper, cast out the devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Matthew 10:8, right? Jesus gave that command. It's no wonder that so many of the saints were given the grace by God to perform just extraordinary miracles, even to raise the dead back to life. I know you find that hard. You know, I think of the scriptures. You know, we think, oh, the time of Christ is different than ours. You know, go back to the apostles in Acts 9:40, right? Remember how Peter raised Tabitha from the dead? I think it's in the Acts of the Apostles. You read about how St. Paul raised, what was the name of the other one he raised from the dead? I can't remember the name right now. Peter raised Tabitha, and St. Paul raised somebody else. But look, it happened all the time. After the apostles, you think, okay, well, that's it. Those guys can raise from the dead, but who else can? The saints continue to follow Jesus' command. Heal the sick and raise the dead. We see this all the time. And you see the Lord's how God, in his mercy, is allowing that site to have more documented miraculous cures than anywhere else in the world. We hear about the intercession of the saints and so many miracles from Blessed Sapochko Bishop Sheen. I mean, you name these saints that we often refer to. What about raising from the dead? Bishop Sheen, the miracle that's leading to his beatification is that resurrection story. That's his resurrection story. I just love it. I should share that story with you. You know, I think about the saints who raised the dead, and there were many of those. For example, St. John Capistrano raised from the dead. I know you know that name, right? St. Ignatius of Loyola, St. Philip Neri. I prayed at the tomb of two powerful saints, St. Martin de Porres and St. Rosa Lima, two incredible South American saints that have worked wonders. You know, Padre Pio was credited, St. Charbel Maloof, St. Gerard Majella. I mean, we can go through name after name after name. I mean, look at the saints. This is not an uncommon phenomena. It's not. St. Patrick, the Apostle of Ireland, one of my favorites. I invoke him every day. My very first radio broadcast was on his feast day. These saints have raised from the dead. And there's some of the stories are almost hard to believe the way you hear some of these incredible miracles. I think St. Francis was credited, not St. Francis, St. Patrick was credited for raising 40 people from the dead. St. Vincent Ferrer, he raised 30 people during his lifetime. So, you know, anything is possible for God. Anything is. We got to believe in the scriptures, and we got to believe that God can work a miracle in your life. So I certainly want to do that. If God's worked a miracle in your life, feel free to write to me. Let me know. I always, you know, appreciate those miraculous stories. I'd love to hear how God has answered the prayers of the chaplet, to the rosary, of your personal prayers for the intercession of the saints. Those things, they inspire me. They deepen me. They deepen my faith in God. I remember hearing about, there's a story of a cardiologist in Florida. Earlier this year, he was called into the ER for a patient who had a massive heart attack and who the other doctors have been trying to revive for about 40 minutes. And they called him. You know, he flatlined, and when he got there, he was dead. You know, as he was leaving the room, he heard what he thought was the voice of God talking to him. And the Lord said to him, he said, go over and pray over this man. So instead of dispelling that as, you know, some wandering thought, he went in front of the body and in front of everybody there, his colleagues, and he told another doctor, get the paddles ready. Said a prayer over the man. They got the paddles ready, and suddenly, boom, the man's heart began to beat. Showed up perfectly on the monitor. This was 1 hour after they had declared the man dead. Nothing. Did he have brain damage, Drew? What about his heart? No brain damage, no heart damage. His heart was fine. He's a witness today. So, look, let me take a short break. When we're back, we'll talk much more. In fact, I want to talk, we've talked a lot about COVID over the months. I want to talk about how we get out of it. So stay with me. We'll talk about that as well. What can we learn from the terrible pandemic that claimed tens of millions of lives in 1918, 1919, 1920? As that pandemic ended, there were a lot of parallels to what we're seeing today. We'll take a journey, you know, in history. We'll take a look at some medical history, if you will, and see what we can learn from the pandemic of 1918 and whether or not you and I can finally go maskless and say COVID-19 is behind us. I'll be back. We'll dive into that more.